Before we begin, as soon as this trance is over, I want you to acquire a pink paperclip and I want you to carry it in your wallet where you will see it each time you open it. Your pink paperclip is there to remind you of this trance and that guys like us must not take our manliness too seriously. Each time you open your wallet, your pink paperclip will remind you of your desire to become a more feminine boy. This reminder is important because in order to attract the right man, you must practice your femininity whenever you can. Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up clear-headed and respond properly. I want you to have your listening volume high enough to keep outside thoughts from interfering with your trance. I expect you to go into this trance at least 3 times before going on to the next. You will gain the most benefit by putting these files on an endless loop, so my words will continuously stream into you. Remember that I am on your side and I will suggest nothing to harm you, and I forbid you to harm yourself. I also forbid you to make sudden changes in your life based on hypnosis from this or any other source. Together we are going to discuss managing your femininity. Please remember that you are safe here. We are here to free your feminine spirit so you can express your feminized sexuality. As we enter trance, I want you to associate these trances together so that the sound of my voice will help you reach deeper levels of trance more easily. Growing up, you had a sweet feminine nature about you. Your mother and sister accepted your girlish behavior as the way nature made you. And of course they still love you and they always will. They accepted you and you should accept yourself too. And most importantly, I want you to love yourself too. I know that you will feel more comfortable sharing your femininity with another person like yourself. I want you to regard me as your mentor. You must listen carefully to each word. It is necessary that you exclude all outside thoughts. You must listen carefully to my words because they are the most important words you will hear. You will filter everything else out. My words will lead you into trance. You will keep drifting deeper as my words stream into your subconscious. You are looking forward to trance as you embrace the thoughts and visions my voice creates in you. These new thoughts and visions will motivate you to develop your natural femininity. You will not concern yourself with any other thoughts except that you are a normal man who happens to be gay and feminine. You are hoping to find a masculine boyfriend who longs for a feminine gay lover like you. Empower yourself to let your masculinity fade away. As your masculinity recedes, you will fill that space with your femininity. And to fill that space, I want you to put in the work and practice being genuinely feminine. It was once hard to be your true self when you had lots of friends judging you. Those friends do not matter now because it is more important to you that you find a suitable boyfriend for the long haul. You need to gain the confidence to display glimpses of your femininity when a man is attracted to you. In safe places, I want you to carefully and discreetly practice showing your femininity. It is not necessary for anyone to see you. For example, when in a shoe store, use the women's measuring tool and then try on some women's sandals. Do what you feel comfortable with and then do a little more next time. Overdoing it is not effective. Remember that you only have to turn the right man on. Allow yourself to go deeply into silent trance. Undisturbed. My voice will become your thought. My voice will help you integrate your femininity into your daily life. Only my voice exists. There is only you, your subconscious, and me. You will incorporate the concepts we create into your subconscious. You will continue to deepen your trance as I speak. The deeper you go into trance, the better your experience will be. The more times you listen, the deeper into trance you will go. You can trust me. Your secrets are safe with me. Allow yourself to slip into a quiet and peaceful state of mind. You are only conscious of my voice, and you will not let outside sounds distract you. As you listen closely, you will seek to reach a deep comfort where your inner femininity joins with my words. Let yourself feel as if you are floating in a world of feminine sexuality. When you are in this deepening trance, you will feel at ease as you internalize the feminine things we discuss. You are at ease because you are already feminine. You only need to learn to show it. You want a man to love you like a straight man loves his woman. When you are in trance, your physical world vanishes. There is only the feminine me, and the feminine you. My voice will carry my message directly into your subconscious. Allow your muscles to relax as you slip deeply into trance. Experience the comforting veil of femininity as it cascades over you, changing you. Be motionless and limp as my voice streams into you. My voice is your consciousness. Your sexuality is real and your femininity is also real. You will feel truly feminine feelings as my words become a part of you. Become motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes entirely occupied by my voice. There is nothing in your mind but the feminine you and the thoughts created by my voice. The sound of my voice is your everything. The sound of my voice brings you deeper into trance. Everything I say to you is very important to your development. Everything you hear is more important than your old thought process. You must remain silent and still and only allow my voice to enter. You will absorb every word that I am saying. Let everything I say encourage your developing feminine sexuality. Practice becoming naturally feminine, timid, and unassertive when around men. It is the way men expect you to behave. It is also attractive to the type of man you might be interested in. Every word will enter you and be available to you for when you meet a nice man. My words are the only thing you will hear, and you will instinctively understand the importance of them. My words serve to help you reclaim your femininity from your male clutter. As your mind becomes still, there is only my voice and the feminine you. You will reach an inner peace in trance as you absorb my words. My words are your thoughts. Quietly, softly, my words enter you. You know you want to make these changes because you now understand that you were born to be the feminine partner in a gay relationship. It is the only natural relationship you feel right in. Your femininity is your birthright. You realized in your late teens that you did not measure up to what was expected of men. Your feminine instincts made you feel wary around men because they dismissed you as a femboy who would suck a cock in a minute, which you might if he asked you nicely. Your submissively gay nature caused you to be regarded as a sexually feminine guy. Isn't that a fair description of you? Yes, it certainly is. Embrace it. I want you to understand that trance is simply a tool to revitalize your femininity and lift it out of your male clutter. Your male clutter holds you back from becoming a truly passive and feminine boyfriend. As your male habits recede, it will be easier for you to become a genuinely sweet and feminine boyfriend. It is time to put in the effort to be a better and more feminine boy. I want you to continue to experiment with women's clothing and wear it when you can. I expect you to shop in person and I expect you to always wear something feminine underneath your boy clothes. Do not worry if the sales clerk figures out that the sexy nightie and those panties you are buying are really for you. Just give her a sweet smile signaling that yes, you are shopping for yourself. Pretend you are sharing a secret with a kind stranger. You even may have made a friend. I want you to know it is okay to peek out of the closet from time to time. You can feel confident that in today's world many feminine gay men buy women's sexy things. They do it to live their femininity. It is okay to be sexy. It is okay to be feminine. It is okay to be you. Just remember that you are not trying to be a woman, just a more feminine boy. In the weeks and months ahead, you will regularly set aside some personal time to practice your femininity. You will dress up in your sexy lingerie and other things in your collection and you will become your feminine self. You will practice your femininity. You will practice how you walk, how you speak, and how accurate your feminine mannerisms are. You will keep practicing until you have created a genuine feminine persona of your own. You will want to make phone videos so as to critique your femininity. The most important thing for you to remember is that you were born this way and there is nothing you care to do about it. When you are with a man, you cannot help but let your personality drift into one that is feminine. You know you are better than a woman because you can do nearly everything that a woman can do and you can do it better and more often. There is no need to feel guilty about being feminine and gay. You were born to regard men as sexual partners and your feelings are as natural as the air you breathe. You were born to enjoy the sexuality of a man's interest in you because it feels right. You enjoy gay sex just as exuberantly as a feminine boy is expected to. You will express your sexuality through your feminine behavior. You feel most secure when your man is close at hand. You know he is in charge because that is his role. You feel safe and secure when you are with your man. You will always envision yourself as being pretty and wanting to please him. You react sweetly feminine when he speaks to you in those soft tones reserved for women. You treat him better than any woman ever could. You have the benefit of being able to provide the feminine qualities that many gay men are looking for in a boyfriend. You will coordinate your sexuality with your man's needs. You will work to keep narrowing the gap between male and female behavior. All you have to do is let him be a man, support his masculinity and let him know you have taken yourself off the market. Learn to relax and trust your man and allow yourself to feel feminine and protected by him. Let your man know you really need him and you are thankful he is in your life. Let him be the man that makes you feel cared for and spoken for. Do not be afraid to be affectionate. That is the feminine touch many gay relationships lack. Men need to be touched by loving hands. He needs your femininity and he needs you to provide it for him. Go with it. Do not fight it. Just listen to my voice. Relax and go deeper and allow my voice to create a scene for you. I want you to imagine that you are experiencing it. I am going to introduce you to your own perfect lover. Imagine that you have met a masculine man whose greatest hope is to find a sweet feminine boyfriend just like you. Your femininity is guiding you now that you have begun dating him. You met each other almost as if by magic. It was love at first sight. A coffee led to a burger. A burger led to a kiss. And the kiss led to a date in one of his apartment's hot tubs. The most you were hoping for was a safe and fun date and maybe a cock to suck. When you got to his place, he got right to the point. Let's go to the hot tub, shall we? As he reached for the towels, you asked. Are we going to be naked? He replied. Yes. Is that okay? Of course. He got a robe for himself and handed you a smaller one. You both undressed modestly, trying to hide your wagging cocks. When you put on the robe, it was short and feminine but fit nicely. It came down to your mid-thigh and had a white satin trim with a matching tie. It must have been his sister's too. You figured you were small enough and you looked girly enough anyway, so you doubted anyone would notice. He handed you his sister's flip-flops with a pink daisy on the thong. Jumping at the chance to act like a girlfriend, you took his arm for the walk to the hot tub. When you got to the hot tub area, he escorted you to the end one, then followed you in and locked it. You disrobed modestly and got into the hot bubbly water. You sat with your knees up against your chubby chest and put your arms around them, trying to look small and girlish. He moved next to you so your bare butts were touching. He put his arm around you and pulled you close. As he fondled your hard cock, he gave you sweet kisses on your neck. When he gently kissed your lips, you put your hand on his hard cock for the first time. It was very hard and was very fat in the middle, and it was quite a bit larger than yours. It was indeed quite a mouthful. He kneeled down in front of you and began sensuously massaging your feet. After a few minutes, he asked you, "Is this okay?" You replied, "It feels wonderful." He boosted you up onto the edge of the tub. He began to kiss all around your feet, creating shivers of arousal. He took his time kissing the sensitive soles of your feet. He gently kissed each of your toes and then ran his tongue along the underside of each one. He kissed along the sole and then began to suck each toe as if it were a little cock. "Do you like that, sweetie?" "Oh God, yes, I am close to coming." As he licked and kissed all over your feet, he said quietly, "It's okay if you do. You are a very pretty boy and very sexy." As he made love to each foot, he slowly and gently ran his hands along your inner thighs, adding to the fire. His kisses left your toes and he began kissing his way along your inner thighs as he guided you onto your back. He pushed your legs up higher and then moved up and gently kissed along your excited cock. His hands traveled higher and he began to massage your fat, sensitive nipples. He kissed and licked around your cock and then took it in his mouth. As his tongue worked around the head of your cock, you began rushing into a well-deserved climax. He slowly teased your cock with his tongue, letting it dance along the sensitive places under the head. The excitement of him massaging your nipples melded with the pleasure of his tongue, bringing you to the edge of your climax. You tried to hold off, but it was just too good. You whine in a high-pitched and girly voice, "Oh my God! I am going to come. Let it come, sweetie." As your climax began, you felt as if you were being tickled by a thousand feathers. You squirmed and uttered girly whimpers as your feminine juice came out in a weak and feeble stream, leaving the rest to dribble delicately into your lover's mouth. As your cock began to soften, he moved up and put his spermy lips on yours and kissed you deeply. You put your hand on his oversized cock and whispered sweetly, "Can I suck you now? Maybe next time. And there will be a next time." As you two left the hot tub, you held his arm again like the proud feminine gay boy you are. He patted your hand reassuringly. "And so your romance will continue as you listen and practice freeing your inner femininity as preparation for the next in the series. I want you to buy something feminine to wear for our next visit. I expect you to practice women's behavior in safe places when you are out and about. I want you to practice this behavior until it becomes natural. In addition, I am going to give you two assignments. I want you to buy some removable nail polish and begin painting your toenails and fingernails during playtime and also when you are out and about. It is okay to wear socks if you must be discreet. It is the feeling of femininity that is important. The other assignment takes place before your bath when your breasts are dry. Gather your breast tissue in both hands, one breast at a time, and stretch it by gathering the tissue in your hands and squeezing it away from your body. Hold it for a few seconds and then do it again. Over time, your skin will stretch just enough that your breasts will get softer. It is time to leave trance now. I hope you will join me in this again soon so we can keep reinforcing your feminine identity. Think of it as a date with your real self. If you are listening to this in bed, you may go to sleep and this trance will help you dream sissy dreams. Your trance will be gone when you wake up. I am going to count to three. 1. You are slowly feeling yourself be aware of what is around you. 2. You are waking up and conscious thoughts are entering your mind. 3. You open your eyes and yawn and stretch and are fully awake and looking forward to returning again. I hope to see you back soon.